If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Women Patriots. And I'm really excited about tonight. We have an awesome show for you. Brenda is away, so hopefully she'll be calling in. And if not, she will listen later on. We have a lot of things that are going on right now, and the most important thing we have our people right now on the front line in Tennessee it's got the chills going down my spine. More Islam. Is it going to take over America? Is it going to take over another city in another state? We don't know that yet, but we have people down on the front line in Tennessee who will be calling us later. Uncle Bing, he is going to be with Publius Holder. And if you don't know who Publius is, she is our constitutional expert. And they will both, and hopefully bring other people into it, because right now what they're talking about is not talking about Muslims or Islams and radical Islams and making it a crime to talk down about them. This is the United States of America, and we are going to have a special guest on, and he's going to call in a few minutes. But what I want to do before he calls in is I want to play his video, and this is, you know, I listened to this video yesterday, and I said, this is what our show is going to be on anyway, and I would love to have him come on and talk to us. So he agreed with that, and I'm really excited, but I do want to play his video from PJTV, and here we go. This is getting weird.
I apologize that women have to witness this today, but in our land, our women have to do the same. These people will never be safe. Remove your government. They don't care about you.
One has to wonder what the junk of a person has to do to get liberals to just say, okay, yep, you're an Islamo terrorist. The dude did nothing short of own it with blood on his hands and the bloody tools to do the murder with. In the name of Allah, Taboo, the liberals are still in denial that this was a murder in the name of Islam. His statement of allegiance has even been omitted in reporting from a New York Times article. And when I consider liberals who either refuse to call these people terrorists or try to remove a statement of reverence to Allah, then it shows me that they're either really naive or straight up liars.
Thank you for that.
Okay, that's all I'm going to play for right now. But President Obama wants the world to think that the war on terror is over because bin Laden is dead. And he wants to think, he actually not just wants us to think, he went out and said in his little speech last week that they were isolated incidents. The Boston bombers had nothing to do with anything. Well, we all know that that's not true. We all know the truth here. We know that those terrorists, the one older brother, went back to a land where he seeked asylum from us to not have to go back to that country for fear of his life. And he gets lost in the shuffle, really? And then he comes back and poof, they blow up people? No, this war is not over. And there's no proof, and I know that it's being investigated, but my feeling is that a plant explosion in West Texas, I wholeheartedly believe that was another incident. That's my opinion and my opinion only, but being investigated from what I understand. Muslims up in Dearborn, Michigan, they allow Sharia law. We have a constitution that says no other laws are allowed in this land. If we go to another country, we have to abide by their laws. How dare these people come here and demand that we abide by their laws and they don't abide by ours? But the other thing, as we all know, is that our government allows it. There's something seriously wrong with this picture. Totally. I had a lot of things that I had going on here, but I'm really... Somebody had messaged me earlier and said that things are kind of getting a little ugly over there. That there's it's come down to like a big media thing. So I'm hoping when Uncle Bing calls in, he'll be able to grab some other people in as well. Cause I'm really anxious to know what's going on there. Let me go ahead and take a quick break here. We'll go ahead and do the news, and this way I can get that done and out of the way. So bear with me a second.
For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. Conservative leaders expressed grief toward the IRS during a hearing held by House lawmakers today.
I'm a born free American woman, and I'm telling my government that you've forgotten your place.
Wetumpka, Alabama Tea Party President Becky Gerritsen. President Obama has threatened to veto a pair of House funding bills unless they are tied to a broader spending package that turns off the sequester. Obama's move essentially challenges Republicans to negotiate a full 2014 budget with Senate Democrats. And the GSA is disputing a report that it could lose up to $60 million by breaking a lease it has on a building in D.C. that houses Coast Guard employees. A spokesman tells Talk Radio News Service that the agency will lose at most $30 million on the lease, but that it is exploring options in order to try and break even. The spokesman confirmed that the GSA is considering renting the building to other government tenants to recoup potential losses until it can get out of the lease in May of 2015. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
Okay, and I got that out of the way. Luckily, that's one thing that, you know what? I didn't do our intro. Let me do that too. We'll be right back. Okay. Well, I hope Brenda's not listening. Anyway, it's okay. It's my first time solo on the show, so I'm a little nervous. But I'll get over it. Anyway, there's from yesterday's paper, front page mag, Obama's assault on free speech. Obama administration's latest assault on the freedom of speech is so I don't know what that word is, that leaves me speechless. According to Politico, Politico's Bill Killian, the Obama-appointed U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Tennessee, this is what's happening tonight, is reportedly vowing to use federal civil rights statutes to clamp down on offensive and inflammatory speech about Islam. We need to educate people more about Muslims and their civil rights, and as long as we're here, they're going to be protected. Well, in my opinion, there is a difference between a Muslim and a radical Muslim that wants to kill us. So, I don't know if any of you agree, if you agree or disagree, or if you want to call and get in on the show. The number here is 718-305-7176. You can get in on the conversation. And I'm just baffled by the information that this government continues to give out. Baffled. It gets me so angry. From Jan Morgan Media today, she has that they're having a million Muslim march on 9/11 commemorating the worst tragedy in American history by demanding Americans respect the religion behind the attack. Not happening on my end. Nobody demands my respect. They have to earn it. And let's see, she also has here that the Muslims across America who participate in the Million Muslim March will validate what so many of us have been proclaiming for years about Islam's true intent for America: destruction. The so-called peaceful Muslims in America, they aren't. They're very far and few between. And, you know, that killing in London, broad daylight, and the guy even came out, the guy that did the killing, he came out and said, "Don't trust your government. They don't care about you." Well, yes, I know that. I know that. And it's kind of scary, especially what they're doing to us today. I don't even remember the guy's name. The guy that was from Fort Hood, Texas, the one that did the shooting. It was workplace violence? Really? I don't think so. It wasn't workplace violence. Not screaming whatever they scream before they go on a killing rampage. Very disturbing. Very disturbing to me. So, let's see. We should be having Alfonso Rachel be calling in very shortly. He's who I played from PJTV. You can also find out more information on him at alfonsorachel.com. He is featured on PJTV.com. I love this guy. I love the way he puts it. He's real. And we need more people being as real as he is in the background with his information. And in the meantime, some other information. Has anybody... Oh, I have a phone call now. Let me see who this is. Hi, this is Barbara.
Hello, Barbara Spang from Soldiers of Patriotism on Sunday.
What's
How
going
are you
on?
Doing? I'm up here in Manchester with a meeting, and we just had a bunch of speakers earlier. We had Pam Geller speak, Luann Zelnick, Joe Carr. Right now we got Carl Boyd Jr., who's the meeting is actually in progress right now. And what we have is Carl Boyd Jr. is a talk show host up here in, based out of Nashville. And he's up talking to the people relaying what's going on inside the meeting. Inside the meeting, there's a capacity crowd right now. There's over, I think, over 850 people in the meeting alone. They had to close, the fire marshal had to close access to the rest of us to come in. But I met Pooley Soldier. She had to leave. She noticed it was going to be a dog and pony show inside, which it is, and I've got some things to relate to you, but I don't know exactly where I'm in the queue here, if you got time.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go right ahead. I'm actually waiting for Alfonso Rachel to call in. So you can go ahead and give us what you got, and when he calls in, then we will cut you off. How's that?
Okay, great. Yeah, great get on Alfonso Rachel, too. But no, we had Pam Geller was spoke. She did a very fiery speech. I hooked up with a bunch of brothers that I know up here, and Kurt's up here, a bunch of people from Tennessee is up here. Luann Zelnick speaking again. One of the things that Carl Boyd Jr. related to us that's coming from the meeting, there's somebody in the meeting that is feeding us some information. They said that they cannot abide by our Constitution in this country. Can you believe that?
Well, then they can get the hell out.
Yeah. But that's one of the things that they're harking about in there, that they cannot, they just can't abide by it. And Barbara, there's people up here from all walks of life, from all different professions. There's Mennonites up here, Barbara, that are on our side as well, which is kind of, I never seen that, as far as from the Mennonite community. This is a direct assault on the First Amendment. And until people wake up and realize that, we're going to have problems. We're going to have severe problems. This is nothing more than extortion. This is nothing more than intimidation. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to say that we can't speak our mind, that we can't go out there, and we can't say, we have to formulate our thoughts so that we don't get in trouble. That's extortion. That's intimidation. That is that is trying to intimidate people to be quiet, to shut up. But that's not how we roll in this country.
Amen. Amen to that.
Representative Carr, Joe Carr, was up here, too. I did not know he was going to be up here, but he did a great speech. I mean, just a great speech, as always. And I even went up to him afterwards and kind of lambasted him a little bit that he was not here. And he did not tell her that he was here, and he did not tell me.
Wow.
But, there was some good speakers up here. Diane Black, I think, is up here speaking as well. So we've got a lot of, different politicians. We've got a lot of talk show hosts. We've got a lot of people out here, concerned Americans, Tea Party members and patriots. And it's a packed event. There's people outside. There's probably 300 people outside this building right now. There's 850 inside.
Is there people calling in?
Huh?
I mean, is somebody recording it?
I tried to hook up with Donnie, but I could not get a hold of him. I think he might be inside the meeting. I know that Pooley Schulda, I talked to her earlier, and she, we had a good little talk, not very long, but I know that she left, I think. I'm pretty sure she left. I seen her leave. I did not think she was going to go inside because she relayed to me the other day that it was just going to be a pretty much a dog and pony show. This is all orchestrated by
the Southern Poverty Law Center, okay, that's working closely with the Obama White House and DHS to label every Christian and constitutionalist a right-wing extremist and potential domestic terrorist. So, I mean, you know, you got to consider the source here. So anything that we say in there is going to be twisted, turned, and all that kind of thing anyway. So, and I don't even know if we would have the ability to ask questions or to comment.
Wow.
But this, yeah, this is the most people I've seen at an event like this in a long time. And it's so refreshing to see people that I've known. Now, we do have Homeland Security is up here. I've seen probably about four or five different black unmarked cars. But I've seen that there are badges inside the cars. So I can tell that they're Homeland Security.
What's the crowd mix like?
The crowd is very—they're very active. When Carl Boyd Jr. From WTN out of Nashville relayed the information that they don't like to live by our Constitution, and I mean, you can hear the crowd right now with Diane Black speaking. I believe it was Diane Black. I'm trying to talk to you and listen to, but. Yeah, everybody went crazy, and then we all stood up, and we actually, Carl led us in to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. He's speaking now. We've got a congressman coming up. We got a congressman coming up to speak, too. So it's a good overall event. It's a nice, peaceful event. I don't see any skinheads. We heard that there were supposed to be some skinheads here, but I don't see any here. And I think that's why we were told to come up early, an hour early.
Okay.
At 5:30 so that we were not hanging out with them, but I don't see any here anyways. And for that matter, I did not see that many people with burkas on walking in, so either they might have already been in there, I don't know, but that's your
update.
If
they're not going to abide by our Constitution, they can get the hell out of the United States right now. Damn it.
Yep. That's what was said inside the meeting. Now, whether that's going to be reported, I don't know. We've got Fox. Now, this is national. We got Fox News. Fox 17 is on it. We got Channel 4 News. It's local. And we've got some reporters that I've seen mulling about from some different national news organizations. I don't know if Breitbart was one of them. But there's a lot of different people up here, so that they're covering it. So it's a national event.
Excellent.
And why
is this happening? Can you check back in with us in a little bit? Because, or can you hold? Because I've got to call Alfonso.
Because you what? I didn't get the end of that.
He hasn't called in, so I have a feeling we have our signals crossed. So I'm going to give him a call. So can you hang on, or did you want to go back in?
I tell you what. Do you want to give me a call back when you're done with them, or if you want to get me on with them with Zoe or whatever?
Yeah, you can stay on. You're more than welcome to. I just gotta give them a call. So I'm gonna mute me.
Put me on hold for a second.
All right. Sorry about this, folks.
Hello.
Alfonso.
Yes.
Hey, it's Barbara from Women Patriots. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time out to speak with us today.
Hey, you got it. Thanks for having me on.
I know you're really busy going to that band and playing some drums, huh?
Yeah. There was actually a change in plans because at any rate, there was a change in plan, so I'm trying to accommodate right now. I'm actually driving and talking to you, and I'm not supposed to be, but we're going to do this anyway because the government's on my nerves that it is.
Well, I gather that you didn't just hear. Well, we have Singh, who's one of our hosts on Sunday's show, he's down in Tennessee on the ground right there. He called us what the Muslims down there want to do. They don't want to abide by the United States Constitution. So, of course, what I said is, good, then tell them to get the hell out of the U.S.
Sure.
But
I mean, well, that's not just the Muslims. That's our whole government. As it seems right now, they don't want to abide by the Constitution either. So
Amen.
They should go ahead and join the Muslims wherever they're going. Join them.
Yeah. Yeah. But what?
Now, of course, I ain't trying to say that about all Muslims. Muslims, they know who I'm talking about. We got some who are happy to be here in America and proud Americans and stuff like that. But then you got those who have their anti-American sentiments and don't care about our Constitution and thinks it needs to be replaced with Sharia law. And we have a government that's not paying attention to our Constitution either. And, you know, they can go ahead and hit the road, too.
Amen. And the one, I listened to your video last night, and I knew that we were going to have people on the ground Tennessee today. And I saw your video, and I'm like, oh my God, I've got to have him on my show. What inspires you to do those videos? I love them. You're just so real.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's just I got tired of just being watching things, values that I care about get beat upon. And this was even before I even really knew that I had these values. I used to be a default liberal. I was a default, you know, Democrat. And when I found I would listen to the stuff that I would really start to pay attention to what it was that they were believing. And especially the whole tolerant thing, and it's like, no, you guys aren't tolerant. You're not accepting. It's when people challenge your worldview, you get really, really, you get fighting mad. So, you know, and when I found myself questioning the narrative, you know, I started getting, you know, the attacks and jabs and the name calling and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, if I'm the open-minded liberal that I think that I am, then maybe I really have to be open-minded and consider this conservative principle that I get that I'm being accused of espousing, and I think I'm just going to go with it. I am going to open my mind, and that's where I ended up. I ended up being a conservative.
Well, welcome to our side. We love having you.
Thank you.
Because it's true. You're so right. They say that, you know, they're tolerant, but they're the ones that call us racist, and we have nothing to do with racism.
Right. Yeah,
they're telling us, they're projecting what they're thinking of us on us, and that's what
absolutely
they're telling everybody. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the video, it was just done so well. I actually played part of it earlier.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. If anybody has any questions, because I know Alfonso's on limited time, and he's driving, and he shouldn't be. So if you want to call in and ask any questions, the number here is 718-305-7176. So are you driving to your band now?
You know what? I think I can hold up for about 10 minutes. I pulled over.
Oh, okay. Now, Bing, he might actually have a question. He's on the front line. He's the one that's down in Tennessee. Uncle Bing, you're live.
Yes, ma'am.
You're live, and we have Alfonso on. Did you have anything to ask him?
I just want to tell them, hey, man, nice to talk to you. I don't know if Barbara's filled in. We're at a diversity rally out here that is basically being put on up here in Tullahoma in Tennessee, and it's put on by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And what they're trying to do is tell us that we can't really speak our First Amendment mind because it bugs them, it makes them feel uncomfortable, and we shouldn't be able to do it. And if you do, whether it might be a post on Facebook, then you should be jailed for it.
Yeah, that's... I sympathize. I just put up a video today, you know, because I for a long time been talking about, you know, how the government is more and more, you know, violating you know, our God-given rights, you know, and of course, along with our First Amendment rights, you know, our rights of free speech. You know, look what's happening. You know, we're being targeted. And as it stands, it looks like I myself have been targeted. I don't know if it's directly by the IRS, but the California government, the state government here, has targeted. They went into my bank account and they took out every dime.
Oh, you know, my God.
Yeah. They forced me to have not have a saving account. They made me have a checking account, and then when they changed it to a checking account, they went in and raided it. They took everything. So they burglarized my account. So why they did that, I don't know. I don't know why they did it. You know, I've had my property taken away from me, and they didn't even give me any charges. I don't know what's going on. You know, been in as far as you know, our free speech rights goes, yeah, we're definitely being punished for that. And these are reasons why we had a Declaration of Independence, because we're going, you know, we talk about, you know, as conservatives, we talk about taking our country back. We want to take our country back to the Declaration of Independence. The liberals are taking the country back to what we had before in the first place.
Yeah, or they want to get rid of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and change it because they think that it's a bending document. It's not. And that's why there's 850 people inside this building, or 800 people inside this building, and a fire marshal had to close the rest any more access down. There's probably another, oh, I would say 300 people standing outside. So this, we've got people from all walks of life here, man, all walks. We've even got Mennonites here that are out here with us, which is unreal for this area, you know, that they even get involved. And I'm just so glad. I'm so proud.
That's excellent.
Boy, hear them chat in USA in the back.
Yep. Everybody's peaceful. Everybody's carrying signs. And, you know, some people are, some people aren't, but everybody's into it. And, you know, there's a lot of great patriots out here. But like I told Barbara earlier there, that Carl Boyd Jr. is a talk show host out of Nashville, Tennessee out here, and he's on Sundays, and he's relaying what's going on inside this meeting here. And he told us earlier a little while, and it brought the crowd just to their feet, was that the people inside said that they cannot live under our Constitution. Now, can you believe that?
I got a quick question. When did all this just happen?
This happened within the last 2 weeks.
Holy crap, holy.
Yeah.
Honey, I still have an attorney.
I'm sorry?
I still have an attorney.
Do I have an attorney?
Yeah.
No, I haven't acquired an attorney yet.
Called Jace Zolo.
I'm actually,
I'll email you his information.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, I'm trying to, hopefully I can do this nicely. I don't know of any cases where the government actually gives people back their money.
I have a lot of people I have a lot of people in the chat room that saying you rock. And
oh, thank you.
Somebody wanted me to ask you about their book. Your book. Mm-hmm. You got a book?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my book, Weapon of Ass Destruction. And when I say it's not a bad word, because it's an acronym, and the acronym stands for American Socialist States.
Okay, can we find that on...
I don't know what's going on with the meeting now, Barb, but I'm going to cut out, and Alfonso Knight just...
What? Sorry.
I seem to have a bad connection, but it was great. I think he was saying he was going to step out, and they great talking to you, man, and I'm sorry if my answers are coming a little late, because I'm trying to process what's being said, because I got a bad connection.
Okay.
No, that's no problem, man. Hopefully maybe we can get you on our Sunday show.
All right, man. Sounds good.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
See you later, Arvind.
All right. See you, Barb. Thanks.
We have another caller at 706, and who's this at 706?
Ron.
Hey, Ron. Do you have questions?
How you, Barb?
I'm good, hon. Do you have questions
for us? Well, I sure like your guest.
Thank you.
sing too, you know, but that's sort of a given, isn't it?
Yeah, he's gone now.
I wish we could have found out what the ratio between the Muslims and the everybody else was, because I kind of expected a large group of Muslims up there. Maybe they're taking up all the room inside the building.
Well, actually, well, we think that there was no.
I heard that 850 or something inside and 300 out. And I just keep kicking myself for not being up there, but I'm just getting over some stuff, so I couldn't really go. But Alfonso, I wanted to talk to you too. You're a great man, and we sure do need more like you in this country.
God bless you, man. I appreciate that. I'm trying.
I'm serious. You think I'm buzzing with you, but I'm telling you God's truth. We need way more of you.
Nah, man, I believe you, man, and I so appreciate it.
Alfonso, can you tell? Do you have a minute to tell us a little bit about your book?
Yeah, it's my book of Christian conservative apologetics. You know, it's me. You know, anybody who's watched my videos know my delivery style. You know, I got my grin and delivery. You know, I'm a good time boy. You know, and so that's how my book comes off. You know, it's not a stuffy read. You know, it's not it's really down to earth. You know, it's got a lot of humor in it. I don't consider myself a comedian, but like I said, it's just an easy book to listen to. And a lot of perspective that resonates with our common values that just maybe people haven't considered. It takes on a lot of the assertions that liberals have made about us, from you know, how the parties have supposedly switched sides, to the founding of the KKK, to abortion issues, to traditional marriage and the fight against church, the challenge against faith. The case for capitalism against communism and socialistic ideas. It really goes into our common core conservative values and the things that we stand on as full-spectrum conservatives.
Wow, sounds like a really good book.
It's available at my website, alfonsorachel.com. It's available on Audible, on iTunes, Amazon. They can even get it directly from me.
Okay. I'll get one from you that I want signed. How's that?
The audio book. I won't be able to sign the audio book, but I can send you an email and give you an e-signature.
Hey, that works. Something really cool.
All right.
I know you've given us way more time than you had planned, and I really appreciate that you came on our show, and I'm so glad you pulled over to the side of the road so you didn't do anything that you weren't supposed to do when you were on the road. But
hey, I try not to be a knucklehead, you know.
And I will get you that information. I'll Facebook it to you.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. And that was an awesome segment.
Yes,
Ron,
it was.
You still with us?
Of course I am.
All right. He had to go. He said he could do about 15 minutes, and I didn't really want to push more than anything. So here's the deal. Bing said that they were divert, not Muslims there, more Americans. The chanting in the background, USA, USA. I love hearing that stuff. But, he said, they may have been there earlier and left, so there wouldn't be any kind of violence. So he will call back later. But what I wanted to do now is, wow, being that Alfonso has a new video, let me go ahead and, 6 minutes, I hope you're all okay with listening to it, because I'll go ahead and play it. And hear what he has to say. I really love his style. So, let's hear what he has to say.
Democrats, the only Democrats that claim they hate bullying so much are the worst offenders. Being bullied. They fought illegal. Because they're bullied. And abolitionists want to get on the party and put them to bully. With a belligerent case of butthurt, those beaten down bullies called the Democrat Party form the KKK. Because the Democrat Party has people enslaved to them in some capacity. More the bully crats are forcing people to be subject to the state. And right now, the smoking pen holding grand wizard of the Klanocrat, continuing on with bullying those who disagree with them, is Eric Holder.
We didn't do it, but they got the blueberry pile over their face. They were the ones who eating the pie.
I think we have propaganda.
Democrats are in deep denial about their bigoted history and resort to pathetic cop-outs like the parties have switched sides or the ideology has switched sides. Y'all, make no mistake, the Democrat Party is still the party that founded the KKK.
Stop lying to yourself and come out of your KKK closet.
Why did they do it? Because those who are wired to be Democrats have a wired disposition to be spoiled, rotten, belligerent, entitlement-minded, selfish, and self-righteous bullies. And when they get what they want, they'll try to ruin your life. They formed the KKK to ruin people's lives, even if that meant killing them. The KKK wasn't just about killing blacks. The KKK was founded because the Democrats cannot stand people who challenge them. Democrats and the KKK are the original gangsters of voter suppression in this country. They hung people to keep them from voting. They blew up churches. But Republicans are just like the KKK and the new KKK because they want people to show ID to vote. Wow. You liberals are sick. Democrats believe that it should be okay to force death upon an unborn child because the Democrats are bullies. Democrats believe that the state should force churches to change their doctrines to accommodate same-sex couples, which is a violation of free religious exercise. They're not going to do that. So what's happening to the Boy Scouts and educators who liberals use the state to impose upon the church? Right. I assure you, they will, because Democrats are greedy bullies. The Democrats supported eugenics and anti-miscegenation and opposed civil rights because they're bullies. They represent the unions who demand compensations that help keep us in a circle of rising costs because they're bullies. They subsidize the green industry and force us to be dependent on foreign oil because they're bullies. They call conservatives of color Uncle Toms, House Negroes, Twinkies, bananas, and coconuts, and other hateful terms that the KKK would use. But somehow, even though they demonstrate the same characteristics of the KKK, which the Democrat Party founded anyway, they accuse us Republicans of being the KKK. Why? Because they're blinded. And continuing with the bullying tradition of the KKK, Democrats, the wolves in sheep's clothing, who preach tolerance, show that they're not tolerant as they use the IRS to target groups that disagree with them. They're caught dead to right doing this.
They were the ones eating the pie.
And these bullies have even come after me. The government doesn't even allow me to have a bank account. They made the bank change my savings account into a bank account. They say it's because I make too many transfers. Yep, so what? I put my earnings in savings and move my funds to checking to pay my bills. But it's bad enough that the government decided that I can't have a savings account. After they forced me to only have a checking account, the California Tax Board went into it and took out every dime and left me with a zero balance in it. I have not received any warning of levy or lien or whatever. They just burglarized my house. I don't know if the IRS is behind this yet, but I do know that California is big on hating Republicans. And California is big on the state and federal government taking from others. Which reminds me of Bible-bashing liberals who try to use another verse from the Bible they don't believe in to make the case that Jesus supported socialism, citing the verse, sell all your possessions and give to the poor. This does not at all mean that Jesus would have been a socialist. If Jesus would have been a socialist, the scripture would have read more like, sell all of your possessions and give the money to the government. But it doesn't say that now, does it? Charity is not the government taking from you to give to someone else. You do not protect citizens by stealing from them. Besides, Jesus is suggesting that those that have possessions for salvation. Jesus doesn't mind people being rich. That's why the Bible often speaks of abundant blessings. The problem is when people value wealth or possessions over his word. And his word is to love your neighbor, not your money. And the liberal government is the worst offender because they absolutely value wealth over God's word as they break his commandment to not covet and to not steal and robbing us blind for real, y'all. Which is why I prefer a fair tax and not a flat tax. A flat tax is basically saying it's all right for the government to steal this much from us. It's still a violation of our right to property. I hear Mark Levin wants the IRS abolished. I'm with him. I want the IRS and the 16th Amendment abolished. I'm Alfonso Rachel's donation, and I don't know what the tax board thinks I owe them. I'm somehow guilty until proven innocent. I've been punished without even knowing the charges. I've been deprived of my property without due process. So I'm going to say again for the record that the Democrats are bullies.
They were the ones eating the pie.
Wow. That's why I love him. He's so powerful. And I'm going to see what I could do on my end to get him help because of all the social media that I do and all everything that I hook up and listen to. I'm really going to see what I can do. I'm going to go ahead and give him information because it's just not right. No due process. This is nonsense. This is not America. This is not the way we want America to be. Anyway, so what do you think of that, Ron?
I like everything he says. I'm puzzled by it, though. When he was on the phone talking to you, he was telling you about how they had just raided his account, and I thought that was something that happened today. But if it's on this video that you've got access to, maybe this happened some time ago.
Well, he just
kind
posted
of confused.
This video. He posted this video, and he said this has happened to him within the past couple. It started within the past couple of weeks.
Hmm. Well, boy, your sound is breaking up so bad. I can only get about every third or fourth word.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. That's not good.
Tell me about it.
I don't know how to fix it.
Hmm. Well, it comes and goes. It did real good there for a little bit, and then when you started talking back to me, it cut out real bad. I think it happened a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Hmm.
When he was on.
Still got lots of questions. I'm not sure that they can without warning or notice, I'm not sure they can come and take out of your account. There has to be some kind of foreplay and interaction before that can happen. At least that's what I've always known, and I had it, a little bit of it happen to me one time way back there, but hell, it was a different world back then, wasn't it?
Well, I think that they can take now and send later. I mean, send your information later. That they're doing this, you know, they tell them one thing, and then all of a sudden, poof, he's broke.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, that's just not cool.
Yeah, something's wrong. Our whole country is broken right now. Something needs to happen to fix.
This is how powerful the IRS is. They have that power to do it.
Well, they need to have their knees cut out from under them.
Amen. That's why I personally feel we need to abolish the IRS. They have too much power. And with this scandal about them, I really hope that, oh, thank you, Jay. I really hope that they take away their power. You know, they way too much. Way too much. Anyway, let me go ahead and get another commercial on here. Another PSA. I gotta find one. What? See my computer. Come on. All right. I'm not doing something yet. Scrolling. All right. Here we go.
This is Reba McEntire for RAD. You know, I see a lot of funny things traveling all over this beautiful country of ours, but one thing that's not very funny is when someone gets in a car trying to drive when they're drunk. Take their keys away from them, because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Alrighty, the other issues that are going on, I was listening today to the hearing that they had with some of the Tea Party Patriots, people that have been denied, and they came up there and they had all their information, all their ducks in a row. And it is a felony for what has been done. So how they're going to be punished, I don't know. That's going to be interesting. Because what infuriates me is Lois Lerner she's right now on vacation on our dime. Drives me bad. Let me go ahead and do a couple of these little promotion things that I have here. We have the leftist media would like conservatives. Right. The leftist media would like conservatives like us think we're few lonely voices in the wilderness, but don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by 2-1, according to numerous polls, even by liberals. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAM, as we call it, our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is a place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the conservative revelation. All on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's www.traditionalamericanmovement.com. Hope to see you all there soon. And TradAM is a liberal-free website. So, we have another hour, and hopefully Uncle Bing will call up and give us some more updates as to what's going on down there. I'm actually looking for some now, and I don't see any. And does anybody have any that they can post that we can check out? Bing said that there's a lot of media news stations there, and we're looking forward to finding out what's going on, because I'm dead serious. If they don't want to live by our Constitution, they need to get the hell out of America. I can't be more adamant about that. But there's, I don't know how old this is, but it's a video, not a whole thing, but its topic here is of the Indians, Obama's exposed Muslim Brotherhood's jihad against the U.S. Now, they also, I'm sorry, I'm jumping around a little here, but the arms trade treaty was supposed to be signed by Obama yesterday, and it was not. John Kerry, arrogant as he is, said he didn't care that he was going to sign it anyway. That's not going to go over real big at all. So I hope he really thinks about what he's saying before he goes ahead and does anything. And then we also had in the news, HHS. Obamacare will favor gays over straight people. Well, we always screwed. And, you know, it's those of us that are law-abiding citizens who sit back and take whatever they put out in front of us because, okay, it's the law. And now we're fighting back. And they don't know how to handle it, and that's why they're saying they're the terrorists. And I'm not buying that. We're United States citizens who are standing for our country. Because if you stand for nothing, if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. And here's that article that I was talking about with Kerry saying the U.S. signed the UN Arms Treaty and to ignore congressional opposition. Kerry released a written statement Monday saying the U.S. welcomes the next phase for this treaty, which the UN General Assembly approved April 2nd, but which gun rights advocates on Capitol Hill here could lead to new gun control measures domestically. I don't understand why they're going after law-abiding citizens. Well, yeah, I do know why. But they're, in their heads, I guess they're thinking that it's going to keep guns out of criminals' hands. That's not what's going to happen. The criminals are still going to get them. Don't forget all that ammo and everything that they have in D.C. Homeland Security bought it all. They probably have half of it down in D.C. right now, just in case. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and do another quick little break here. If I can find one. My computer's going really slow. Oh, gosh. Driving me nuts. Okay. This one for 30 seconds.
You're gonna fly. Hi everyone, this is Reba McEntire for RAD. You know, I see a lot of funny things traveling all over this beautiful country of ours, but one thing that's not very funny is when someone gets in a car trying to drive when they're drunk. Take their keys away from them, because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, that's not the one that I clicked, but that's the one that played. Okay, we know how that goes. We've got ghosts in BTR again.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay. That's right. Nothing new here. Move along, people. That seems to be the administration's thing. You know, Benghazi. We cannot forget about Benghazi. That's really near and dear to my heart. If we had a Republican president, that president would have been removed from office for either dereliction of duty, not being front and center when this whole situation was taking place. Now they have everything else going on, and no wonder why Congress can't get a darn thing done. They're so busy chasing their tails. Because that's what this administration wants them to do. And then, of course, the top cop, he's doing whatever he wants to do, too. And I don't know, what do you got to say to all that, Ron?
Dude, you got me all tore up now. We can't ever forget Benghazi, but we can't ever forget Craig Terry. Isn't that his name? The guy that was killed, the border agent that was killed? Agent Terry, I know that's his name. I might be Brian Terry. Maybe that's Brian his first
Terry,
name.
That's it. Yeah,
but we can't forget any of those people because they all were killed as a direct result of things that this administration either did or didn't do. So they're all the same, you know, in that respect. And then you got to add in that Chinook that was shot down and killed 30 more. And the list goes on and on. And who knows what we haven't heard about yet. I mean, this guy is such a train wreck for America that I can't believe that Congress hadn't stood up and demanded stuff. But they asked peacefully and nicely. And I mean, and the worst of them is Daryl Issa, and he's firm and all, but he don't demand stuff. And he lets Holder get on his case. And he should be telling Holder to shut the hell up. You're here to listen and to answer. You're not here to dress me down. And then you got to get up there in that meeting today where they're letting some of the Tea Parties and people that were slighted by the IRS and that McDermott get up there and start making fun of them and say that they're the reason that they're getting all this bad treatment is because they swore they were going to try to do everything they could to get in Obama's way. Well, duh, what's wrong with that? That's what America's made of. It was a year or two ago anyway.
You know,
I stay so hopping mad that I can hardly talk to people about it.
You talk about extortion 17.
Right.
And that is that's another one that's pretty near and dear to my heart, because Joe Biden, in a drunken stupor, put a target on those people's backs, on our soldiers' backs, by saying it was SEAL Team 6. And shortly thereafter, the helicopter went down. And I don't know if you heard the press conference. It was a 3-hour press conference, and it's all over the internet.
Yeah, I've heard it.
And to hear exactly what went on there, and to have the Muslim, what I don't know what they are, their pastors, damning our soldiers. How did America let that happen?
And see, that isn't just the president. That's the Department of Defense having a hand in it, too.
But you know what? How could they allow this to happen? Oh, it's disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. I'm looking for an article. There it is. Written, it's in Free Radical Network, and it's American President, and I won't read the whole article, but Sandra, Mrs. P-Dog, She wrote this article yesterday. She was watching American President, and it's a comedy drama about a widow U.S. president and lobbyist who fell in love. It stars Michael Douglas, Annette.
Yeah, I saw the movie.
Martin Sheen, Michael J. Fox, and although there was. She put aside the liberalism in there, and she was just listening, and some lines that jumped out at her were Lewis Rothschild saying, "Mr. President, you raised a daughter almost entirely on your own. She's terrific. So what does it say to you that in the past weeks, 59% of this country has begun to question your family values?" And A.J. McClarney, "The president doesn't answer to you, Lewis." Lewis Rothschild says, "Oh, yes, he does, A.J. I'm a citizen, and this is my president. And in this country, it is not only permissible to question our leaders, it is our responsibility to question them. But you already knew that, didn't you, Mr. President?" Very interesting line, because they work for us. We don't work for them. And for people to go grabbing money, the IRS to go grab Alfonso's money, that's just indespicable.
That's a fact.
And, you know, I thought of that because we are. It is our responsibility to question the government. And we do question them. Well, some people do. And the answers we get back are just so we chase our tails, because they don't want to tell us the truth. And they say this stuff is because of national security. You know what? They're so full of crap.
Call
and
bullshit.
I was going to say something else, but then people would say I'm a racist, and I'm not a racist. But they
you
are.
Want me to say it for you?
Go ahead.
Bullshit.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very well.
Now, we also have shows here every day of the week, and Tuesday, as you know, show here on Women Patriots to 8 o'clock time for summer. That's 8 o'clock Central Time. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central Time. And Sundays, we still have Social Patriotism on at 3 o'clock Central, and conservatives like being things to be predictable, dependable, and reliable. And like the truth anchors are, they are, Michael Smith and Bing Fisher still roll out Soldiers of Patriotism Sunday 4 Eastern, 3 Central. Hey, it wouldn't be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, would it? Don't miss our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sunday 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. ConservativeNationRadio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And if anybody wants to call in, our call-in number is 718-305-7176. Join the conversation or your opinions on anything. And let me see what else I have here. Let's go ahead and do another.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yeah?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Cool. Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Stop.
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay. I want to get back to more of the Muslim situation that's going on. Because, as we all know, Uncle Bing is down in Tennessee, and he's fighting for our liberties there. And we know that Dearborn, Michigan has been taken over. They've had their Sharia law. And I don't understand, for the life of me, how a court can go ahead and accept that. It's in our Constitution not to have other people's laws, other countries' laws in our country. And like I said earlier, if they don't like United States and its policies, then they get the hell out. Because I'm not bending over anymore. I've been bending over long enough. We all have. It started a little bit at a time. Don't say Merry Christmas. It'll offend somebody. I'm tired. I'm offended. Yesterday, in I believe it was a mess hall, the Air Force was told to bring down, to take down, I don't even remember what the whole thing was. They were told to take down.
I'll tell you about it.
Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
It was a picture of a captain, I think, a pilot standing there with a kind of a shadow picture behind him, and at the bottom it had a Bible verse. Just the reference. It didn't say the verse, but just the reference. And it was up at the end of this thing, and the atheists got so incensed about it, they had it took down. And the department, what's that little squirrely guy's, Weinberg, or...
Yeah.
Or I can't think of his name, but you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Mike Weinberg.
The one that Obama's placed in there to help them make these decisions about religion in the military service. And it's such a bag of crap that you can't believe. We have to make this guy happy, we have to deny everything that we've always believed in and say that we've never done it. And then they'd be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, and these are all parts of the things that are going towards
their... But if
their...
you wanted to hang up a picture of Muhammad... And of an American flag burning, they'd be all over and behind that, and they'd insist that be done.
And that makes me sick.
As it should every American, but apparently it doesn't. We stand and take it.
Yeah, and not doing it anymore. And that's why we're now bad guys. You know, I saw a bumper sticker on the back of somebody's car and said that things are happening because the DOJ, they're watching us. They're watching American citizens. They're not watching what's going on around the rest of the world or looking at our borders to see who's coming in. Now, you know what offends me big time? Is that last week, Obama had illegals in the Oval Office. What part of illegal aliens do they not understand? It's okay. They're saying to these people that it's okay to break the law. If I broke the law, my butt would be in jail.
Yeah, but it's definition that you got to pay attention to. An illegal alien is defined by a Democrat as a potential voter. And I mean, as sad and silly as that sounds, it's the truth. That's just the way they consider them.
Yeah, until they find out the truth.
Well, by then, they're already citizens. And that's what's going on with this amnesty bill that they're trying to push through. The Democrats are sitting there saying, yeah, let's go ahead and let them get them to pass this thing. And as soon as we do, we've already got a judge lined up that'll take this and say, well, that everything about this bill is okay except for the part that doesn't allow these illegals that are here already to become instant citizens. So let's fix that right quick. And then Schumer and all the rest of those idiots on there will be jumping up and down saying, yay, it went exactly the way we planned it.
You're absolutely right.
And we'll be a fool once again.
What was it, a couple of years ago when the economy was like at its lowest? And he's standing out there saying, yeah, it's working just the way I planned it. It's going good. Yeah, it's going good for him and his buddies.
Yeah, boy.
But it's really sucking wind for us.
Well, it's the focus. I mean, they're not focused on bettering America. They're focusing on doing away with it.
Right. You're right, and we've got to get this guy out of here.
And next election is not soon enough. I mean, we got to do something before then.
Oh, I
agree. Somehow.
I agree.
Congress has got to step up. That's what we pay them for. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, other than I love my congressman. Let me put a plug in for him. His name is Tom Graves. I don't know if you paid attention to yesterday when he was grilling that IRS chairman, but the man asked some questions. The guy didn't answer him worth a dime, but he asked the right questions. It was just a shame that you can't get them people to answer anything. You know, they learn how their bureaucrats learn how to cover their asses before taking a life-saving breath. I mean, they cover their asses first and then decide what else they're going to do. And that's exactly what that IRS guy was doing when these guys were asking him questions. He was covering his ass. And until we can get somebody in there that won't allow that, then we're going to keep having the problems that we're having right now.
Right.
We got to have somebody to stand in there and say, that ain't good enough. Answer the damn question.
And, you know, that goes to, we have an election next year that it's not the big one, but.
Yes, it is. They're all big.
Yeah, you're right. We've got to get the Senate. We've got to keep the House. We've got to get people in our own communities in office to speak for us. The people we have in there now, I mean, my representative, everything that I'm for, he's against.
Oh, I'm sad. That's sad, isn't it?
It is really sad.
Well, mine is the Tea Party. Mine was elected by the Tea Party, and he hadn't blinked ever since he's been there. He's done exactly what he said he was going to do. He's been in their faces. Won't vote for anything that raises a penny of taxes. And,
right.
I mean, it's an amazing thing. I posted on his website today, on his Facebook page today, a big, long article about how his YouTube, you can find his YouTubes, of him questioning this guy, and I put a big thing on there and said, look, you may not can find anything written that where Obama has given direction to the IRS, but you can find as much proof as Hitler had of giving all his orders to his people. All Hitler had to do was get up and give a speech about how bad this particular group of people or this organization was, and his brown shirts would visit them the next day and tear them up and kill them and take them away. Hitler has, Obama learned directly from Hitler. Obama doesn't have to actually write down and tell people what to do. All he's got to do is get up and give a speech, and his people do it. That's what we're dealing with right now.
And it doesn't go back to him giving the order.
They say, well, you can't prove it. He didn't tell them to do that. Well, hell, what is it? What's these speeches in for anyway?
Yeah, wink, wink, nod.
That's it.
Yeah. You know, this was something else, too, that I started to talk about a little bit, and then I just found it. Today with Kathleen Sebelius. Going over Obamacare.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, this is really sad. She won't waive regulations for a girl with 5 weeks to live. Someone who it's a young girl. It's a 10-year-old girl who needs a lung transplant. And you can't qualify for an adult lung transplant until the age of 12, according to the federal regulations, and they won't waive it. Really? They called out on it today.
And how many times in the Obamacare or the Patients Affordable Care Act does it have the phrase and the... this will be determined by the secretary. I bet that phrase is in that 25,000 times.
You're probably right.
He's going to make all the decisions. I mean, good God, what a mess she's going to make of things.
You're right,
what is that guy that worked for Hitler? Was it Mengele, Joseph Mengele, that did all the experiments, genetic experiments and stuff, and killed people?
Yeah.
Here she is. She's the modern day Joseph Mengele, if I'm not messing his name up too bad.
And I'm just flabbergasted that they won't change it for this girl. How heartless these people are.
That's a bureaucrat when, for you.
That jihadist in the beginning of the video earlier was saying, get rid of your government. They don't care about you. After he murdered that soldier in London. Our government not caring about us.
It's true.
They're just in there too long. Too many. All this stuff has got to go. It's all crumbling down. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play another little commercial here. So, the right one plays.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Right. I'm hoping that Bing will call back soon because I'm curious as to what's going on down there. Does anybody out there have any info on it? No? Yes? Maybe? I don't see any. Maybe it'll be, I'm sure, out and about. But I'm really, really curious because I know we all don't want what happened in Michigan to happen down in Tennessee. And we don't want it to happen anywhere else.
Were you able to get a hold of Barb from Dearborn?
You know what, Ron? I have her number here, and
yeah.
I didn't, but she has spoken to us, somebody who's living right there.
Yeah.
And she has told us.
quite a bit, you know, when she's called in a couple times.
Uh-huh.
And she's a pistol. I wish we could get her on again. She knows what she's talking about.
You know, I didn't know how the whole thing was going to go tonight with Bing, and I saw her number here, and there was a bunch of things that were going on, and I just never got around to giving her a call, and I'm really sorry about that, everybody, because she would give us firsthand. She would definitely give us firsthand knowledge. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to try to call Bing back because we have 30 minutes left in the show, and I really would like to know what's going on over there. So if anybody, if you all can bear with me 1 second, we'll go ahead and see what we can find out there. But in the meantime, they had the stoning a couple of years ago in Dearborn.
Right.
Yeah. And
I watched that video.
Yeah. The police did nothing. The police arrested others that were there preaching gospel. That's who got arrested. Not the people that were stoning others.
Right.
Okay.
It's your protection.
Yeah. You know, and that's just wrong.
Blamed it on the councils, the city council or something.
Yeah. And they don't do Americans the justice that they deserve. It's just not right. Anyway, let me see if I can get Uncle Bing on the phone. And in the meantime, I just can't. My computer's going so slow, it's not even funny. Okay, let me go ahead and play this while I'm trying to do that.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car? And the times of outdoor action got us kicked out of the park. Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke, you and me? We never give up, you and me. We never give up, you and me. We never give up, you and me. We never ever give up.
On sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Okay. It's dialing. I don't know what my computer's going.
Hello, you've reached Klaus Fisher. I'm currently not around my phone. Please leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Good.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press.
Oh, well. No updates for now, but hopefully soon, very soon. Okay. So Senator Cruz is now on a mission to abolish the IRS. And I am so with him, behind him, that I've been walking around saying, I support Wacko Birds. Yes, I am. Wacko Birds. And what about you, Ron? You a proud Wacko Bird?
Of course I am. But I can't stand with Rubio no more. Sorry about that. Rubio's way behind me now. He's a teaser. He's as bad as they come, as far as I can see. I hope I'm proved wrong.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. I just had a moment.
We all have them. I call mine old age.
Well, I do. Sometimes it actually really is, but I don't want to admit it. But I guess I'm myself. I'm old. But if then again, you're as old as you're. As you age, just number. And I'm still for some other stuff that's going on. Anybody have anything going on out there? Give us a call at 718-305-7176. We have
Duke is out there. I wonder why he won't call.
Well, because he will. At about 10 minutes till, he'll call.
Well, he can call now.
He could. But I just found this one. This is kind of funny. Michelle Obama is heckled at DNC event and threatens to leave.
Oh, my goodness.
Michelle.
Period.
She was heckled Tuesday evening at a DNC event in Washington, D.C. A gay rights activist standing near the front of the audience began shouting for an executive order on gay rights, according to White House school reports. One of the things I don't do well is this, Obama responded to approval. Responded to approval from the audience. The pool reporter that Obama left in lectern towards a protester saying that they could listen to me or they could get that mic, but I'm leaving. You all decide. You have one choice. Wow. I always thought you had two choices. What two choices? See, she can't even count. You know, if they're going to give someone else the mic and she leave, well, that's really two choices because she can have the mic and the other one leave. You know what I'm saying? So they can't
that's
even
fine.
Count on choices. So the Democratic audience begged the First Lady to stay with one woman telling the protester, you need to go. And the protester was escorted from the proceedings, shouting about federal equality for lesbians. The official White House transcript of the First Lady's remarks did not include the portion of the event during which Obama threatened to leave. It did include the protester's remarks. That's really funny. That's really, you know, typical. Take we don't want to let us know. Yeah, I have a message too there. But anyway, it goes on. This is the official transcript. It says, here's the thing. We cannot wait for the next presidential election to get fired up and ready to go. No, we're fired up and we're ready for him to go.
That's
so
fact.
Anyway... anyway, It says that the audience member was inaudible, and Mrs. Obama, wait, one of the things, and the audience member again is inaudible, and Mrs. Obama says, one of the things that I don't do well is this, an applause. Do you understand one of the things now? And inaudible audience interruption. Mrs. Obama says, so let me make the point that I was making before. We are here for our kids. Applause. So we must rapture the passion that the same urgency and energy we felt back in 2008 and 2012. Understand this. This is what I want you to all understand. This is not about us. No one back here. This is about you and your issue or your thing. This is about our children. Wow. It's about our children. Well, if they keep allowing abortion, there's not going to be any children. So I don't know what...
But you know, there's only one way for the homosexuals, and that's going gays and lesbians. There's only one way for them to swell their ranks and to get new blood, and that's to take our children. And you think about it. That is the only way that happens. And we're indoctrinating our kids at such an early age that it's not only okay to be gay or homosexual, it's the preferred way to be. You get rights that normal people don't get if you're gay or if you're a homosexual.
And you know, right, and the one thing that came to my mind is, if we abolish the IRS and all this tax crap, that's their big main thing, because they don't get taxed the same as a married couple. That's where all this marriage is coming from. So let's make everybody happy, abolish the IRS. Let, you know, everybody have one flat tax or fair tax or whatever, anything that's going to take the IRS and minimize who they are and what they're there for.
But you do realize, of course, that all these special interest groups like the gays and the lesbians, and you can go on and on naming all the little groups, that are going to scream bloody murder if you were to do away with the IRS and start a flat tax, because that means that special interest money dries up and they're going to be cut off. That'll be a big fight on our hands if we try to make that flat tax go into effect.
You know what? Something's got to be done, because...
Hell yes, it does.
This country can't keep going like this. And that's why we've really got to be loud. Melissa just put it in, and I had mentioned it earlier about Obamacare will favor gays over straight people. And that's what HHS chief was saying. And we know this.
It's the truth.
It is the truth. But yet they'll let an 11-year-old girl die because she can't have a lung transplant because she's not 12. And it's for the kids. See the contradicting information that they have here? Ugh. It just drives me nuts. Well, only other thing that really has me going, and I wish that Uncle Bing was able to call back in, but I'm sure he's in the midst of, I told him he needed to call us before he got arrested. So I was, that's probably why he called earlier, just in case.
Have to hurt him.
You what?
Gonna have to hurt him.
Yeah. Cause they're just all that mess. I just can't get over how this country is going the way it's going, and how our government is allowing it. It's unbelievable. And you know, the other thing too is, people are saying that we have our football hats on, that this really isn't happening, and that's not really happening. And all of a sudden, the IRS targeting people, yes, that's really happening. Obamacare
is back. You know, we like to think that this all started with Obama, but it didn't. This stuff started back when the Patriot Act was being implemented, and they started going in wanting the libraries to tell us about our what books we're reading, so they had to do something to stop that from happening. And now, you know, they're reading our emails and taking them as if it's their right to read our personal and private stuff, which they don't have a right to do, but they're taking it as if they did. And the Supreme Court and other courts are standing behind them and letting them get away with it. So we're in the middle of a big fight, it ain't going away quickly. It's getting worse and worse. It's just changing
faces. There was a lot of us that were not happy with the Patriot Act at all.
What's that old saying about how many rights do we have to give up to feel safe? And what's our world going to look like when we feel safe enough? We're not even going to be able to see outside our cell block when that happens.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
It'll be too dangerous.
Yeah. You know, history happens. Look at what happened with Hitler, you know. In Germany, they all fell for it. They all fell for it. And I wonder if...
Well, I'm not falling.
You're what?
I'm not falling.
Yeah,
I've done all I'm going to do in that respect. I ain't going no further. They'll have to send somebody for me.
Yeah. I definitely, because we just can't, you know, keep doing this. We're in America, and people, this, my boss actually had said, you know, Barb, you're crazy. This is not going to happen. You're in America. I'm like, oh, okay. Now, the trade treaty with the UN, that's coming real close. Why do we have to fight it every 6 months? It's ridiculous.
Of course it is. And it's not just one treaty. We've got like three or four on the burners right now that just keep coming up over and over and over again.
And I don't know why. I just, you know, we've already said no. Stop trying. UN, get the hell out of the U.S. and go buy for somebody else. Take somebody else's money. We're done. We're done. I'm done with them. Anyway, I did that one already, sorry. All right. We have, make sure you join former U.S. Navy SEAL Carl Hagee on the Sound of Freedom with Hagee and Resch, Thursday, 7 p.m. 6 p.m. Central. You've probably seen Carl on Fox and Friends. He's a well-known author of Battle on the Home Front, and spoken critic of Obama administration and liberals can't stand him because he's right. that alone means he fits right in here. So listen to Sound of Freedom with Carl Higbee and former Navy SEAL JAG attorney Scott Rushenthaler Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And that's us. And, goodness gracious. I thought I would be okay here. LifeLock, conservativenationradio.org, is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is one. Is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org, and click on the LifeLock banner. Okay, and we have Duke calling in, and he's going to tell us what's on his show for tomorrow evening, Wednesday at 7.
Eastern. Hey, Barbara, how are you tonight, my friend?
I'm good, thank you, and yourself?
Well, this, whether I'm on the air tomorrow night depends upon whether or not the IRS finds out that I'm a Republican and a supporter of the Tea Party, because presuming if they find out that I am, they're going to show up and shut down my show. And I guess Congressman Jim McDermott of Washington State is going to be in their corner, because watching those hearings today, I came to the conclusion, well, let's put it this way. My conclusion that I reached decades ago, which is that the Democrats in this country cannot be trusted to formulate and implement national policy, that conclusion was reinforced dramatically. I mean, those people have absolutely no business being in charge of things in this country, because this is what they do. But I digress. In any event, tomorrow night, I will be doing my show from a fully equipped, brand-new digital studio in Dover, Delaware, near the state capitol. And so I expect it to sound a lot better than my normal household microphone that I use, or, heaven forbid, cell phone. But my guest tomorrow night is going to be Jeff Craig, who actually owns the studio and who last year was the Republican nominee for governor of Delaware. And it's going to be a very, very interesting show. Now, additionally, today is the anniversary of the Battle of Midway, which took place in the Pacific Ocean around the international dateline, June 4th to June 6th of 1942. And I'll be talking about that a little bit. And a week from tomorrow, I'm going to have a very, very special guest who is the world-class expert on the Battle of Midway, Mr. John Parshall. So it's going to be an interesting 2 weeks on Radio Free America, and I can't wait to hear from everyone.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you had a big thing happen in the state too, right?
Say that again. Well, yes, actually, the chairman of our Delaware Republican Party, a guy who's a good friend of mine, John Sigler, abruptly resigned from his post last week, and we think we understand why he did, but I expect to have more information on that tomorrow night, and I can tell you that if the reason I suspect he resigned is actually the reason he resigned, it is not going to be pretty. And it is, again, going to go back to the fact that the Democrats are simply not fit to govern, and they cannot be trusted to fairly execute policies and to treat taxpayers and voters fairly if they are Republican. So So the Democrats, really, they are a very serious problem in this country, and I say we run them all out.
Again. Well, Duke, I don't know if you heard earlier in the show when we had Alfonso on. He was saying that within the past couple of weeks, they told he lives in California, and he had said that he was told that he can have one bank account, so he took his money out of one bank account, put it in the other bank account, to be totally wiped out. So he's not 100% sure that the IRS, but it was the state of California.
It's a very, very serious problem, and I am just hoping that the American people next November will realize that the Democrats simply cannot be trusted to run things, and they are ruining and wrecking this country. And they need to be run out of office. The Republicans need to do what is necessary to make sure we expand our control of the House of Representatives next November, maybe even gain control of the Senate next November. That will effectively checkmate the president, and then we will be able to show the American people what those creeps have actually been up to, and they are creeps.
Get rid of rhinos.
Well, there's rhinos out there, but, you know, even still, we just have to get rid of the liberal Democrats. They are hurting and destroying this country. They are the enemies of this country. They hate this country. And it's about time that the country turned around and showed them that we can hate them back. They need to go. But I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow night.
All righty. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Barbara. Have a great night now.
You too, thanks. All righty. And we've got about 3 minutes left in the show. And I want to thank everybody so much for tuning in and listening. And I hope everybody got something out of tonight's show, because I sure did. I usually get fired up and angry, and I am, and I was, because now I just see this article from this afternoon saying, Capitol Police to Tea Party members, show us your websites or forget your rally. They're trying to take over that, and this is just unbelievable. I cannot believe that this stuff is happening in front of my eyes. This is 2013. This should not be happening. Anyway, Ron, I want to thank you so much for coming on and keeping me company.
Glad to help.
All righty. And
I like talking.
Well, thank you. I liked you talking. That gave me a little break.
I know you need it a little bit. I couldn't do what you're doing.
Sometimes I don't think I can do it, what I'm doing either.
I'd all have right. a meltdown. Probably start crying like a baby.
No, I'm not that bad. But let me go ahead.
I am, though.
Alrighty, well, thank you, everybody, and we'll tune in next time.
Good night.
Good night.